KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Fans without valid tickets for the Nedbank Cup final tomorrow have been urged to keep their distance from Moses Mabhida Stadium. KZN law enforcement say they've beefed up security for the highly anticipated match between Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. Newswatch's Qinongo Hlemalinga reports.
KZN police say the stadium has been red zoned to ensure there is no lawlessness before, during and after the battle between the country's two most popular football clubs. The planning teams have had to revise operational plans considering the potential threats as advised by intelligence teams following the ticketing glitch. Provincial Deputy Police Commissioner Phumelele Makhoba briefed the media on safety preparations ahead of the match.
We are in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and we don't allow lawlessness, and it will not be tolerated on the day of the match. Those who have threatened to block certain roads are advised to reconsider that idea, because closing the roads is a criminal offence, and we'll deal with them decisively.
eThekwini Metro Police have urged motorists to arrive early and use the park and ride facilities to avoid congestion. KZN Road Traffic Inspectorate Head Bert Davis says they're expecting an influx of motorists travelling to Durban on the N3, mostly from Gauteng.
I think the expectation is from today, this afternoon, tomorrow morning, there will be influx from the other provinces coming through to the province, and obviously we've got those covered as well in terms of strategic placement of officials all along the N3, just to ensure safety.
Police will also be conducting operations in various parts of the province to ensure the safety of football fans gathered at hangout spots. Qinongo Hlemalinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Moses Mabhida Stadium.
eThekwini Municipality says it's been shutting off water supply for the Clover factory in North Dean on weekends to allow reservoir levels to recover. It's after residents in Queensborough complained about outages, claiming Clover is tapping into the water line and draining the Furwood Reservoir. The municipality confirmed that the reservoir supplies both industrial and residential areas and explains that the shutdown is an operational plan to prioritise residential supply. However, Jacques Tayson from the Water Crisis Committee says the issue has been going on for 3 years. He says they've sent memoranda to both Clover and the city, but haven't received a response.
As we stand now, the community has, for May, been without water 8 days and 96 days for this year so far. And I've heard now there is a lot of people that have fallen sick. There has been E. coli contamination in the tanker.
9 people have been killed and 7 injured after a condemned residential building collapsed in the Moroccan city of Fez. Neighbouring houses have been evacuated as a precaution, with a search underway for any other casualties. Authorities say the building had been listed as being at risk of collapsing. Durban 30 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 32.
And here's what's coming up in your sport on a slot. Disappointed that Trent Alexander-Arnold has decided to leave Liverpool. A massive game tonight for the Hollywood Bets Sharks and the URC as they look to put pressure on the teams in the top two. And the IPL has been suspended as tensions between India and Pakistan grow.